Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Quite a thrill. You know, it's always hard to be sitting on press row. You want to cheer, you want to shout out, you want to react to everything, but you got to tone it down if you want to keep getting those credentials. So I was there along with the folks from, you know, every other Purdue blog, Purdue website you're probably reading, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, three great games, a lot of great basketball, a lot of great teams here in Honolulu. Excellent event put on by the folks who run the Maui Invitational. You know, they had a really tough task just to move the tournament on such short notice due to those wildfires. But man, you know, they did a great job. Shuttles to and from the hotels were great. Everything was just top notch. They fed us well in the media room. Some delicious cakes, some delicious meats, good meatballs, and you know, everything you could want down there. And the seating was great for the media folks. We got a really good angle on it. Got to see a lot of things really up close. And I mean, I don't know how you talk about this tournament and try to encapsulate it in, you know, just a few moments, but I'll say this, you know, game one against Gonzaga really turned when Braden Smith came on in the second half. He was everywhere on offense, everywhere on defense, doing everything you want him to do, really showing what he can be as a sophomore. Just some great improvement from last season. And it really was incredible to see that growth and to see it in person. And you really did see almost like something switch on in him. And he really took over that game in the second half. And without him, I mean, Purdue doesn't win that game. And then in game two, you know, you almost saw a similar thing, but with a different player. I mean, Braden Smith did not have a great game against Tennessee, but who did was Fletcher Loyer. You know, as I said in the game wrap, you know, Fletcher Loyer has read your tweets, he's seen your texts, and he wants you to know you can shut up now, because he absolutely went off. Great game, was able to take over on offense a number of times on a number of different levels, you know, hitting some threes, driving to the lane, making free throws. He did it all in that game against Tennessee. And just like Purdue wouldn't have won that game against Gonzaga without Braden Smith, they certainly would not have beaten Tennessee without Fletcher Lawyer, because I mean, him and Zach Edey were the only two Boilermakers to make a field goal in that first half against Tennessee, and it is amazing that Purdue went into that one even close at halftime, and you know they pulled away at the end and played another great game. I mean, overall, everybody did their part. There were some, you know, it wasn't perfect, as I said, but you know they did everything they could for those two games. And then today, of course, was the final game between a really good Purdue team and a really, really good and really intense Marquette team led by head coach Shaka Smart. And, you know, they are everything you remember of a Shaka Smart coach team. You know, obviously we saw Marquette last year and Mac Urena, but it's a little bit different when you're on your home court. I mean, we remember seeing Shaka Smart back in, you know, what was it, 2010, 2011, when Purdue played VCU in the NCAA tournament, and that game still gives us nightmares. You know, we prefer to never see that again, but he has really coached up that Marquette team, really kind of turned them into a little bit of a powerhouse, and he really impressed me. He was also great in the post game, very gracious. Really seemed to give a lot of credit to the opponents, a lot of credit to Purdue. So I was really impressed with the way he coached his team. But Purdue, again, I mean, when you play number 11, when you play number 7, when you play number 4 in back-to-back-to-back days, there's going to be problems. Your legs are going to be tired. But it didn't seem to affect Purdue as much as you would think. They did much better from 3 in this game against Marquette. Really is what kept them in the game and pushed that lead out so far in the first half, including an absolutely incredible shot from Lance Jones, one of the best shots I've ever seen. He just heaved it from, you know, about 80 feet down, and absolutely drilled it. It was, you know, a 3-point victory for Purdue, and then Lance Jones had that 3-pointer. So was that the difference in the game? I don't know. You know, you can change the complexion of the game if that shot doesn't go in, but you know, Purdue had their struggles in this one, including at the free throw line, where they really didn't do great throughout the entire tournament. But today, you know, especially, it was apparent at the end of the game with Purdue up 3, they had 2 opportunities at the free throw line. All they needed was one. Mason Gillis missed the front end of a 1-and-1, and then Zach Edey got the rebound, was fouled, and went to the line, and then he missed the front end of a 1-and-1 as well. And then Marquette was able to get the rebound and try to go down and get a desperation 3 to tie the game. It was interesting, in the post-game press conference, it was noted that Lance Jones was told once they got to half court to foul, that Purdue needed to foul when they got to half court to prevent a desperation 3 that could tie the game. But Jones said he basically called an audible because he saw that the player from Marquette he took a spin, and Jones was afraid that he was going to foul him in the act of shooting, which would have been 3, send them to the line for 3, could have given them the opportunity to tie the game. So he said he decided not to foul there, went a little off script, but it worked out for Purdue as the shot was not close at all. And Purdue wins the Maui Invitational, goes 3-0 in one of the most packed tournaments I've ever seen. And, I mean, it's just an incredible achievement. It is something Purdue can build on. And given that Kansas lost earlier in the tournament, come Monday, Purdue will be the number one ranked team in the nation for the 3rd straight season. And, you know, for a team that had not reached that lofty goal ever in their history to now do it in back-to-back-to-back seasons, I mean, it's astonishing what Matt Painter has built with this program. And continues to build. Obviously, there's plenty of work to be done, but right now you have to be happy with what you're seeing if you're a Purdue fan. So, a couple things I wanted to note. You know, the folks in Honolulu, you know, the Maui Invitational folks, really did do a great job. You know, they had the Purdue intro video on before the games began. You know, they show each team's, but it was great to have that feeling of the being in Mackey or being with the Purdue fans. And again, focusing on the Purdue fans, you know, they really traveled to this tournament. They absolutely dominated in the 3 games that I attended with Purdue. three games they played here in Honolulu, Purdue fans outnumbered the opposing fans each and every time, and they were loud. They were loud. They were proud. And it was great. It's been great this entire time to walk around Honolulu, and you just see tons of Purdue gear, a lot of boiler-ups going on in the streets of Honolulu, and it's really incredible to see the number of folks who traveled to this game. So again, kudos to you as Purdue fans. You know, if you're here, if you're watching at home, just know that, I mean, Purdue fans handled this perfectly. A lot of people came out, and it was great to see. The Purdue fans were loud and just a great crowd overall. One thing I think is interesting, you know, I was able to attend the post-game press conferences, and in today's press conference after the victory over Marquette, it was, of course, Matt Painter, and then they have two players at each press conference. This one was Zach Edey and Lance Jones, and someone asked Lance Jones about the, you know, the three-quarters court shot, and he said, you know, they told us no shots, you know, if you shoot it, you better make it. He said P.J. Thompson said something like that to him, something similar. So he said he was able to get Mason Gillis' attention to have him get him the ball, and he just took it with about 2 seconds left. And he said it felt good coming off of his hand. And he was like, he just kind of like had his huge grin on his face, and Zach Edey kind of turned and looked at him and made a funny face, but as they were leaving the press conference, you know, after they were done, they walked directly to my left, and Edey says to Lance Jones, "How the hell does a 75-foot shot feel good off your hand? Come on!" And Jones just goes, "No, it did. It did." So, I mean, you can tell these guys have a lot of fun. They really are gelling as a team, and I think that can only pay dividends for the future of this Purdue program. You know, especially this season, there's room to grow. You know, I mentioned the free throw shooting. There were some lapses on defense, some guys who really struggled holding onto the ball. There were a lot of turnovers that I think we can clean up. But if you consider the fact that Purdue missed a lot of free throws and had some really bad turnovers today and still walked away with a 3-point victory over Marquette, the number 4 team in the nation, you got to be pretty happy if you're a Purdue fan. So overall, just a great event, great turnout for Purdue. The best result possible. And as I said, come Monday, they will be the number 1 team in the nation. So that is going to do it for now. Going to take a break and just give you a quick look at IU and what we can expect for Saturday.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua. In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua. In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
And we're back. So, again, just me here, just covering quick look at Maui and then going to talk a little Purdue football here. I mean, I don't think anybody has been looking forward to this game. They've been so focused on Maui, and I'm including myself in that. But I think it's going to be a tough game because neither team has anything really, you know, to play for the season-wise. Both sit at 3-8. IU has really beat no one of note, but they have had multiple close games. So I was able to do some Q&A with the folks over at Crimson Quarry at SB Nation, which is the IU representative. And they said one thing that gives me pause, and that is that Sorsby, their quarterback, does have a bit of an ability to use his legs and make you pay. So that's really the only thing that worries me about this IU team. They did note that they've had some trouble with their secondary and just some general weaknesses on the defensive side of the ball. Plus, they lamented their coaching position with Tom Allen and how he consistently makes the wrong decision and makes the wrong call. So overall, I mean, I think Purdue has more talent. It's just a matter of which Purdue team is going to show up. Unfortunately, I was not able to watch the Northwestern game. I was on a flight to Hawaii the whole time. That's what we call a humble brag right there, folks. But unfortunately, the plane Wi-Fi did not work, so I was not able to stream the game. So I can't speak too much of what happened there. And obviously, I've been in Hawaii this whole time, so not a lot of chance to kind of sit around and watch a football game that happened days ago. So overall, I mean, I think this game is at Ross-Ade. I think you have to feel a little more confident taking Purdue in this one. So I'm going to go Purdue 31, IU 24. I'm going to stick with that. Not incredibly confident about that, but I do think Purdue can win this game. I think they've got more talent. So that is going to do it. It's going to be just a quick one. I'm exhausted. You know, been running every day in Hawaii. Got to climb a mountain tomorrow on Thanksgiving. So got a lot to look forward to. Really thankful for everybody who listens, everybody who reads over at Hammer and Rails, where I write myself.